You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Yes, yes, Pete, here's a nut for you. Now, don't bother me, if you please. I have work to do. I'd like to speak to Mr. O'Connor, please. That's right. I'd rather not say. It's rather personal. That's it, Pete. Stay on your perch like a good bird. It's a boy. Is this Mr. O'Connor? Mr. O'Connor, I'll get right to the point. You have a young gentleman working for you in personnel. His name is Brewster. Alfred Brewster? Been with your firm about a year and a half? Well, I'll tell you what about it. The man is a communist. That's correct, a communist, with certain terrorist affiliations as well. Never mind who this is. Let's just say a concerned citizen, all right? What is of the essence is the character of one of your employees. I happen to know that this man, Brewster, is a subversive and a menace to our society. What am I suggesting? Why, I think it's obvious. I'm suggesting he should be discharged immediately, given his walking papers and shown the door. Never mind how I know. I know, that's all. That's all. Now I'm going to check back in a few days, and if he hasn't been discharged, I'll be forced to take this matter to a higher authority. That's right, to the corporate office. Correct. Goodbye, Mr. O'Connor.